The morning show that covers Cleveland. That's us, the Jen and Tim Show. Chris Kuhar, he's the executive director of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. He joins the show. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're glad to have you on. I was trying to make the noise of what a baby giraffe might make, and I was doing a... Jen doesn't think that's close. I don't know what the noise would be, if there is a noise.
Well, there's not a whole lot of noise that comes from a baby giraffe, and actually giraffes are pretty quiet, but they do make a squeak. I'm not going to try and replicate that.
Oh,
it's something similar to that, but babies are pretty quiet.
Okay. Wait, they make a squeak right when they come out? Because you know when a human is born, they have to cry. You know they're okay. Do they squeak when they come out?
No. There's usually just a thud when they fall from the
Yeah. That's a long fall.
That's true.
Well, and what's crazy to me is that this baby giraffe I read was underweight because he was born at 101 pounds.
Yeah. I mean, usually they're close to 150 pounds. So this is a little guy. We're kind of treating him like a preemie. We don't know actually when he was conceived, but we're treating him that way because he is so small. So we're watching him closely with mom, but he's doing really well right now, so we're excited.
That's good to hear. So the baby giraffe was born, well, I guess it would be last month now, seeing as it's May 1st. And can we see the baby giraffe or not yet?
Well, because he's small, he's going to be inside the barn. Now, there is a window where you can look into the giraffe barn, but it's, you know, depending on where he's at in the barn, you may not be able to see him. So We'll make an announcement when he's out into the yards with the rest of the giraffe. But, you know, based on where the weather is and the fact that he is so small, we're gonna be very cautious and make sure he and mom are bonded and he's doing well before that happens.
Now, what's this baby's name?
Well, we don't have a name yet. And as you know, the past couple of years, we've been trying to raise funds for conservation. We have a great giraffe conservation program. We're one of the lead zoos in the United States on giraffe conservation. So we try to do basically a naming contest with donations all going to our Future for Wildlife Giraffe Conservation Program. So we're going to be announcing that along with the giraffe going out into the exhibit because, you know, sort of loses the luster if we're doing the contest to name him before you can see him. So we're going to line those two things up and everybody's going to get an opportunity to participate.
Would you consider any Game of Thrones names for the baby giraffe?
baby Khaleesi. Oh, that's a female name. Right, we need a boy name. What's a boy name on Game of Thrones?
Challenging.
Hodor. No, we're going to do that. So that's great. So that's coming soon. We're excited. And you're right. The weather being so scattered, whether it's 40 or 80 or whatever else, you know, going to be tougher to see the new calf. But in the upcoming, you know, weeks and months, we'll be able to see the new baby giraffe and also have the opportunity to name the calf as well. So that's exciting.
We're very excited about it. Yeah, hopefully this weather clears up. You know, when you're 17 foot tall, you want to make sure you have sure footing. This baby's only 6 feet, but we're going to make sure that everybody's good and ready to go, and then we're going to be really excited to talk about it.
Well, the zoo is beautiful. I know my family loves to come all the time, so we can't wait to see the brand new baby and hear what his final name will be.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.